for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love it never ends. For the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love it never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this so beautiful. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. He's my way in of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up eyes, bro. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Raise up eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love it never ends. For the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Oh, she's not waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, I love you. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning. Thank you for another day. And God, I thank you. We are the head and not the tail. I thank you this morning. God, I thank you this morning. I don't know what this is. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Reveal it. Reveal it this morning. I see somebody has one pressed on the blog talk. I don't know if you have one pressed on the Blog Talk by accident, or I don't know if you have one pressed on the Blog Talk. It's an emergency. So if it's an emergency, would you dial me on my cell phone? I do see it. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. If you have one pressed because it's an emergency, if not, if it's you that have the one press, would you take it down? If it's some kind of emergency, could you call me on my cell phone? In the name of Jesus. Father God, you know, so I'm going to assume that you have that one press by accident and you don't even know you pressed it. That's what I'm going to assume. I don't like to assume nothing. You know what happens when you assume. To God be the glory this morning. Okay. I'm gonna assume Father God, we this morning in the name of Jesus, we pray for the state of Texas. We pray for those grieving parents. We pray for that school. Lord God, send relief. Send angels to Texas. I prayed for Buffalo just a couple of weeks ago. I didn't do it on the line, but that people are grieving because of the loss of their children. So, Lord God, would you send help and relief to Texas this morning? And Father, would you send help and relief to those people living in Taiwan? Your word says, like, in those last days there would be wars and rumors of wars. People are warring spiritually and naturally. So, Father God, would you help this world today? Would you lift some of that demonic pressure off the people, Lord God? We need help. We need serious help, Father. Would you help the President of the United States of America? Lord God, war does not make things better. In the name of Jesus, God, help us. Help us. There is a superpower, and that's the power of God. And Lord Jesus, you have power on earth, in heaven, in the sea, and you have power over everything that is or ever will be. Lord God, help so that men and women won't have to lose their sons and their daughters in war. War is very devastating. Lord God, we need help this morning. The same grief that those parents are experiencing. And Lord God, they killed the young man that killed out of children. So no one will ever know what the real truth is. Lord God, you have the power to restrict Satan off the minds of these young people that are demonized. They're demonized. They've been demonized to subtle mind control, brainwashing, and what the psychiatrists and the psychotherapists and the therapists and the social workers classify as behavior modification, which makes them and anybody susceptible to demonic instruction because the mind has been manipulated to the wrong side. Lord God, would you deliver in the name of Jesus these young people from these mind control brainwashing techniques that have been embedded in them through what the neuroscientists call and label talk therapy and behavior modification. Lord God, would you dispatch your angels and deliver the people from mind manipulation through the schools that have implemented this technique and these techniques and those techniques, through the school systems and through evil men and women. Lord God, the death angel can be stopped by you. Call back. Lord God, save us. Save us from the works of men. Save us from whatever we need to be saved from. But God, stop this devastation, this mind manipulation. Exchange our minds for the mind of Christ. Deliver us from evil this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Deliver us from evil this morning. In the name of Jesus. Help us. Lord God, it is not good that Satan has so much turmoil in the lives of the believers in an attempt to distract us from the truth. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you this morning for mercy. For mercy, mercy. Help us to stop being used by the enemy to set up a front of war with each other. It's demonic and it's satanic when we should be overcoming the works of the devil. Satan has people, the body of Christ, attempting to war against each other. I break that power right now. It's almost self-destructive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every snare of the fowler. And I break those and destroy the booby traps of the devil in an attempt to keep us on unstable ground. While he plunders the harvest. I bind and rebuke the spirit of fear. I find it amazing. Buffalo, New York is up there by Niagara Falls. I don't exactly know where Uvalde, Texas is, but I called Jessica and I asked her if it was near her. She said it was 183 miles from Corpus Christi. So what the devil is trying to do, he's trying to build something through the airwaves, some kind of arc he's trying to build. So God, in the name of Jesus, we tear down and destroy satanic walls of partition. Those walls of partition. And Father God, like Joshua, when he had instructions from you how to take Jericho. Whatever curse those Baal worshipers used, I ask you east of San Antonio, maybe 75 miles. Wow. It was interesting because I brought up that witch that tried to attack me from that area. Father God, Jesus, Lord, get us in the position where we don't have to be praying after the damage has been done. But Lord, where are the real prophets? Somebody should have been able to prevent that. We need help. We need help. Oh, it's west. It's west of San Antonio. Help us, Lord Jesus. Father God, people say, I'm a seer, I'm a this, I'm a that. Why aren't they seeing? Why aren't they seeing before these things happen? Lord God, would you stop the lying tricks and the lying works of the devil and help us for real? You've always had prophets that could see for real and could stop this devastation before it happens. Uvalde is located 80 miles west of downtown San Antonio and 54 miles from the United States-Mexico border. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us. Raise up credible prophets in the name of Jesus. Raise up credible prophets, people that can really see. Because God, your real gifts, your real people have already been endued with your supernatural power. What's the matter with your church, Lord God? What's the matter? People say, quick, I'm a seer, but God, they ain't seeing nothing. How can you be a seer and you ain't seeing nothing? I mean, for real. How can you be operating through the gift of discerning of spirits and you ain't discerning nothing? Lord God, we've been caught in a web of deception. We need help, Jesus. We need serious help. My plea this morning is that you would help us for real. We say we got this and we got that and we're the other and our own, not mine, thank you, God, but people's marriages falling apart but they say they got this and they say they got that, then why? Why can't they see? Why can't they perceive? I'll tell you why. Because they got their gift from some mealy-mouthed person, which is not your real gift at all. It's not your gift at all. Your prophets can see, your prophets can perceive, your prophets can discern, and your prophets know. And it's not because they've been compartmentalized as you a feeler, you a seer. No. Help us. Help us to understand that we are the children of God, that we have divine DNA, and it is not compartmentalized. It is not separated. It is not separated at all. If we have all of you, and we do, we have all of you. Holy Ghost, train us and retrain us. It's not the shooter, because the shooter couldn't shoot if the spirit's in the shooter that have already integrated, and in many cases already taken over and in control. Witchcraft can't manipulate you unless there's something in you that allows you or has caused you to become subject unto it. Luke chapter 10. Marvel not that the spirits are subject unto you, but that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Not death, life. Lord God, help us. Help us. Help us. Now, like the phony false prophets always do, they're going to come up and say, oh, God showed me that. Liars. The Bible say all liars gonna have their place in the lake of fire. Liars. Father God, we need help. Those children, those people, they're not being slaughtered. They're being slaughtered. They're being used in ungodly ways in the spirit realm. I'm not talking about in the natural. Help us. Help us not to be so self-serving. So self-serving that you can't use us for real. Somebody ought to have been able to see that. And not just anybody. Somebody with influence. Somebody with credibility. With God, the Bible says that Jesus grew And he had favor with God and he had favor with man. Favor with God and favor with man. Because the world's so messed up. If it's not the right seer person, if it's not the right prophet, they're not going to be believed. So God, we need you to raise up those men and women that have favor with you and favor with God, which gives them credibility and believability. Because the problem today is so many false lying prophets have stepped up and out that the real prophets scared. Or they act like they're scared. Or they act like, God, that you're not showing them this stuff. But you said you will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before you. You said, God, every gift and every good gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness and no shadow of turning. That's what you said. That's what you said. You said you will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before you. God, this world is so messed up that people can't even receive from you. It's not. Lord God, you have prayers of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. You have prayers of faith. Your word said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. What about mental sickness? God, this morning, I'm interceding, I'm praying that you would deliver the minds that are sick, wounded. You said you wish that men prayed always. Praying always. 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 You got people so bound up to run to the doctor to get something to make their minds dull, to make them, to cause to be void of understanding. Your people need help, Lord Jesus. Satan sending in these little counterfeit fleshly demons, distracting away from the big problem. Help. We need help. We need help. We need help. Where's it going to be next? Your word said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Your word said perfect love casteth out fear, because fear had torment. The tormentors have taken captives. The tormentors have men and women fearing men and women. with no fear of you, God. Tormentors. Have people fearing other Christians to keep them distracted from the evil works of the devil, and so that they could sell more pills to numb and dumb people down. We need help, Lord Jesus. The tormentors inflicting pain to cause people to be more concerned with alleviating their pain when the pain reliever has already been given. These are all 1 John 3 and 8 works of the devil that Jesus was sent to destroy. But we can't destroy the works of the devil because we're so busy trying to destroy each other because of covetousness and lust and pride and greed. And the ultimate demon is laziness. People too lazy to press into God for themselves. And anybody they find that is capable of pressing into God, they want to destroy them. Why? So that evil can wax worse and worse. You got to get your eyes off of each other. You got to get your eyes off of destroying and being a satanic agent, an instrument of death and destruction. Lord Jesus, we need help. We need help. The devil needs to be bound. And he needs to be bound at the same time with the same mind all over. Lord, bring that about in the name of Jesus. How can you have peace when you got to be worried about driving down the highway and some random sniper full of the devil just shooting people? It's not random. You got a target on you that says, I am Christ. And the devil got a demon in somebody that says, I'm going to destroy you. This is not to cause fear. This is to cause you to raise up and say, devil, you a liar. You can't do that. You don't have the authority or the power to do that. But not just for you, but for this generation, for this dispensation. That's why some people don't have it. God ain't got to give you nothing just so you can sit on your rusty dusty and say, I got this, so I can do. No, you don't. It is Christ in you. It is Christ desiring to work through you. His giftings, his abilities. But he doesn't have to. If you're not going to use it, what's the good of having it? And that's why you don't. Lord Jesus, we have a problem. We have a serious problem. And it's not going to change. It's not going to change until your believers, Jesus, grab a hold of, love your brother as yourself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. And likewise, love your brother as you love yourself. The devil throw up distractions trying to make you not love yourself, because love, the two strongest forces in the universe, the first one is love and the second one is hate. The two most powerful forces. And what? They oppose each other. God and the spirit of love is life. It is supreme. You want to be successful? Love your brother. You want to be blessed? Love your brother. I'm talking about your biological brother and your spiritual brother, brethren. Because the world and all that in the world is what the scriptures say, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Say, all that is in the world is. You know what? You need to think about this. How responsible are you with the things of God? How responsible are you? There seems to be a big responsibility issue. How responsible are you with the things that God has allowed you to be steward over? Remember Mary Magdalene? They lied on her. They lied on her. Mary Magdalene, the Bible says, had seven demons cast out of her. Seven. The bottom line, they said, Jesus cast them out of her. And out of all those disciples, who was the first one at the tomb? Who was the first one called supernaturally, spiritually, miraculously by God? The one that had had the seven demons cast out of her. Because Jesus said, what did Jesus say? To whom much is given, much is required. Much is required. Question. What does God require of you? What is God requiring of you? You see, most of us desire heaven on earth and heaven when we get to heaven. And you know what? You can have it. You can have it. But what is God requiring of you to partake of it, heaven on earth? That's a question we all got to answer. And then once you know, once you acknowledge the fact that God is requiring something of you, the next question becomes, are you willing to give it? Are you willing to give what God is requiring of you on earth and in heaven? What does God require of you? Nobody can answer that for you. And are you being responsible enough over what God has made you steward over? I'm talking to you parents. Have you taught your children how to receive from God? Do your children know they are to receive from God? How responsible have you been as a parent It's not somebody else's responsibility to teach your children the basic fundamentals of Christianity. That's your responsibility. Yesterday, this lady called me up. Screaming. And she was screaming over the answer machine. Sister Erica, help me. And I said, who is this? So I said, what's the problem? She said, my son just broke his arm. I said, uh-huh. She said, the Lord told me to call you. And then take him to the hospital. I said, the Lord told you to call me. I knew this was a crackpot. I thought, anyway. I said, the Lord told you to call me. She said, yes. She said, hurry up and pray for him. I could hear him screaming in the background. I said, Lord, what do I do? And then the Lord started giving me the instructions. Told me, tell her, have him raise his arm up and rest it on his chest. I said, have him raise his arm up. I said, God, she said it's broken. And she sent me the pictures. The bone was protruding out of the flesh. I said, look, pick his arm up, lay it on his chest. He screamed. She laid it on his chest. Do you know God mended that boy's arm? And when she got to the ER, he said, it's not hurting anymore. But of course, you know, the bone was still sticking out. Now, I said, does she have faith for the bone? For that flesh to come back together. When the pain left, the bone went back in the arm, but you could still see it. And the Lord told me, say, now, that's where her faith ends right there. I said, go on and take him to the hospital. When they took him to the hospital, they took him to Cedars Sinai Hospital. He's still in the hospital because the doctors have declared that a miracle took place. They could see where the bone was broke, and they could see where the bone was reset by the Holy Ghost and this mama's faith. And so all they had to do was stitch the thing up. But they kept him in the hospital, and the mama's still right there with him because they want to know how that happened. And the mama told them Jesus did it. But she told me, like, that's a Jewish hospital. And they don't believe that. And so I said, well, why didn't you take him to another? Well, that's where the paramedics took him. That was like the closest or whatever hospital available. But it made me start thinking. It was illogical for her to call me. But it was supernatural and miraculous because that's what God told her to do. I thanked him for allowing me to be a part of the miracle. But you know what? This is just how it is. I had to sit down and not move for hours. Because I had prayed for somebody else, and they didn't, I don't think they got it. Because they hadn't been taught how to receive from their parents. They had been taught about God, but they had not been taught God's ways in a way that would be applicable to them. But this lady had simple faith in God, and she just needed somebody to come into agreement with her, and God had her call me because I would come into agreement with her. I would come into agreement with her faith. I would come into agreement where she was, and she had already taught her kids how to receive. Now, this was just a regular working mom. You follow me? Then later on, she calls me up and says, Cedar Sinai is going to want to house us, and they don't want to charge us one penny. The hospital is writing it off. Writing it off to what, I say? They said to a miracle. And from what I know, you see, I've been in Cedar Sinai Hospital. I went in Cedar Sinai Hospital the night I prayed that Sammy Davis Jr. would receive God and would come back to Christ. Just me, a missionary on a mission. So now this is the second time God done brought up Cedar Sinai, once in the flesh and now in the spirit. I prayed for him. I didn't know him. God sent me to Cedar Sinai to a hospital room. And the people was waiting for me. And it was for Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. to receive Christ. I know God can do this. I've seen him do it. And God is really trying to raise up your level of faith, just like I said the other day, where there's no defeat. Let me tell you something else happened yesterday. By the end of the day yesterday, I didn't have no strength. God had taken me way beyond my former level of believing. As I'm talking about this divination, I always like to have a witness. I get a call, text, and somebody says to me, bug or something came to my window. And when I got up to look out the window, I saw this black shadow in my driveway. They didn't use the word shapeshift. They said, and it turned into something else. So I said, I better go out. So she said, I better go out there and look and see what's happening. When she got outside, I got the pictures. I got the pictures of all of this. When she got outside, there was a $100 bill laying in the middle of her driveway that had been cut in half. Laying there. She called me on the, I said, don't touch it. She said, I'm going to get some gloves. I said, but could you send me some pictures of that? I'm just talking about divination. What was supposed to happen, she was supposed to back her car out of her garage over that, enacting a curse on her, her whole family, her children, everybody. Because you see, witches don't care. They don't care. They don't care who gets hurt in the process of them doing their divination, necromancy, bringing somebody into spiritual bondage. Who has $100 to just throw, cut it in half, throw it in somebody's driveway? So I said to them, I said, take a picture of that. Don't include nothing else. So they took three pictures. I wanted a witness. I sent it to three people to look at. I said, now you got to get rid of that. So they put on some gloves. If you want to see a picture, if you text me, I'll send you a copy of the picture. It's just amazing. What was that supposed to do? That was supposed to exchange her goodness for their evil and bring her under subjection to their witchcraft desires. I didn't even teach it. But I prayed the prayer against witchcraft, which was what needed to be prayed. And a shape-shifting, astro-traveling witch deposited that curse, tried to. It didn't work. It didn't work. If you don't mind, Jessica, I like, because you one of the ones I sent the pictures to see. I said, look at this. No wonder I needed to pray the prayer. That angel told me to pray that prayer. Now, this is one person. I don't know what the devil was trying to do to anybody else. But I know that was stopped. And we got the picture of it. Who has $100 to throw away just to do some witchcraft? Somebody that desires and knows that God's goodness is big in that person. And it was worth that $100 investment in witchcraft to try to take them out. Well, they better try something else. That one was stopped. That act was stopped. It was stopped. Who is that? Who is this? Who is this that just texted me that said I'd like to see the picture too? Who is that? Who are you? You text me to see the picture. Who are you? Because believe me, if I don't know who you are, I'm not sending you nothing. Okay, Greg. Since you're on the line, let me send it to you as a witness. Let me find it. Hold on. Brothers and sisters, this is not a game. People are dying. People are dying. And it's all being done in the spirit realm. So that when you get taken out, it'll look like natural causes. When you start losing all your money, all your property, all your goods, all your health, it'll look like natural causes. It looked like it just happened. And you still haven't gotten to the point where you can look beyond what it is. All right? And see what it is for real. I'm serious. These people are doing these crafty things every day, and God is exposing that instantly to those who can see. I don't have on my glasses. Okay? I don't have on my glasses this morning. I sent it to San. Hey, you got it, Sandra. I'm trying to send it to you, Greg. I got to put you in my phone, in my new phone here. I ain't making none of this stuff up. Soon as they send me the pictures, soon as they release this boy out the hospital, I'm going to send you the pictures of his army. She's going to send me the x-rays. And God left the proof that it had been broken and reset. All this happened in a matter of a couple of hours. Hey, Greg, text me again your number. Sandra, you see the money laying on the concrete? Oh, you're in New Mexico now. Okay. This stuff is happening over and over and over. And God is really Oh, thank you, Brother Joe. Okay. Hey, Greg, did you get it? I must have sent it 100 times. Yes, about to check it. Okay. Yeah, brothers and sisters. Why do you think God is using us as a witness on the earth? Because we're intercessors. We're God's intercessors. This ministry, all about serving God, being at his disposal to do what he needs done. God is reaching out. Remember the door? The door that appeared over the altar? Well, it's there again. It ain't never been shut. delete some of them. I don't know how many I sent you. But God is witnessing. And there's people who say that they have a dull life in Christ. I don't know who they serving. Every day there's something happening in Christ over here. You don't want the phony counterfeit. God doesn't want you to, you can't operate in it anyway. You can't operate in that state. It's temporal and temporary. But when it's of God, it is real and permanent. No sooner than I signed off, I got this. A shapeshifter, they sent a shape-shifting, astro-projecting. Now, who did this? This was an evil human spirit. This was an evil human spirit. That's why I say, I know this ministry is not for everybody because you know why? Some people don't want to pay the price. It costs you everything. And you know what else? If God can't trust you, how is he going to use you? If God can't trust you, how is he going to use you? And if God can't trust you, wives, even if your husband's not interested, tell him. You know why? Because you'll be feeding their spirit man. If your wife is not interested, tell her anyway. Feed her spirit man. And then they aren't so susceptible. Moms and dads, feed your children anyway. It doesn't matter what they say they're interested in or not. It is your responsibility to be good stewards over what God puts under subjection to you. And if you're not willing to pay the price, just forget about it. Just forget about it. You can use those little gifts God gave you. They're big in the kingdom now. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? The gift, if it is not empowered by the anointing, it still can be manipulated. I say, it is the anointing. It is the presence of God upon you. It is the presence of God upon what you do. It is the presence of God on your gift that allows it to operate at a godly level and in a godly flow. Freed, filled, and flowing. Freed, filled, flowing, fighting like a knight. Overcoming and destroying the works of the enemy. How does it happen? When you love God and love people.
It drives out fear. It conquers hate. It never gives up. It's never too late. It don't see color, just sees heart. We need each other, it ain't that hard. It's four little letters, one little word. We all need it, better be a lot less hurt. If we love people, we all need love people underneath the surface.
Come up the same way, but we're all in need of the same grace.
On our own, we won't make it far. If we ain't together, we're falling apart. So love people, love people. We all need love people. Underneath the surface, everybody's the same. Everything that could divide us, can we all set that aside? Just love people, love people. We all need love, people. Love, people. Love is patient, love is kind, love is all we really got. Never fail, never leave. Faith, hope, and love and the grace of Jesus. Hey! Love, people, love. We all need love, people.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on the porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For the songs that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they change my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they change my world. I'm waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Face up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Swing. The summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string.
Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance.
Lord. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. Gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough for my mama, for my friends, for your love and never ends, for the song that made us dance on the shoulder pole. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. He's my way of the day. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Praise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise up.
Got to tell you that in the name of Jesus, we delivered three of the chairs to one for Pastor Todd, one for Pastor Karen, and one for Pastor Marty of the North Georgia Revival. Praise God. See you tomorrow.